It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The camera flashes were blinding me, and I kept trying not to fall as I stepped on the hem of my long dress. The floor was very slippery, and I was walking in high heels. Eventually, I couldn't hold on, and I fell down the catwalk. My head was throbbing with pain. There were several anxious faces leaning over me, and I saw camera flashes on all sides. Hi, my name is Georgina, and I want to tell you about my mother making me a model. Even though I want to be an invisible house mouse. After that accident on the runway, I hoped my modeling career would be over for good. But it turned out to be the exact opposite. Not only did we get a huge settlement because the floor was too slippery, but the press called me one of the popular models who'd fallen victim to the cruel world of fashion. At least that's what it said in the media. I wanted to kill my mother and those journalists who are trying their best to portray me as an unhappy sufferer. Though I can't call myself happy, because now I have to lie in the hospital and recover. And then, when I'm released, I'll have to get back on my heels and walk down the runway. Oh, it pisses me off so much. You know, nature gave me the perfect look, which I hate, because it makes me so miserable. I don't even want to smile, because I know that I have another photo shoot ahead of me. Some interview, and then another photo shoot. I can't eat properly because I'm not allowed to. I have to protect my figure. And you have no idea how badly I want to eat a greasy burger, drink a huge glass of, I don't even need a glass, a whole bottle of soda. I didn't like this kind of life at all, but my mom loved it. My mother was very happy that I was fulfilling her childhood dream, which she herself could not realize because she got pregnant early. And after I was born, she didn't have time for a modeling career.
Dear, I have got a lucrative contract, said my joyful mother, bursting into my room.
I'm not discharged yet, I resented.
It doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to be here forever. Anyway, you're going to work with a new but already very popular clothing brand.
But I don't want to, Mom.
When you find out the amount they want to pay you, you change your mind right away.
But no amount of money could convince me that modeling was cool. I just wanted to be invisible with regular looks, so no one would recognize me. And that people would be friends with me for no reason, not because I was pretty or popular. So I decided to take action instead of tolerating all this. When I was representing that clothing brand on the runway, I went on a real rampage. Pigeons flew in and started defecating on the audience. Stray cats ran out onto the catwalk and panicked, blinded by the flashes. I poured tomato juice on myself, which I had stashed in my purse. The audience screamed and ran around the room, and I laughed out loud. And I hoped that my modeling career would finally be ruined. But the next day, all the media was talking about was the original fashion show that I'd put on. I can't believe it. People began to see deep meaning in all the mayhem. What's more, it brought me several more lucrative contracts, which my mother eagerly signed.
Well done, Georgie. You've secured yourself a prosperous future, Mom exclaimed with joy while crying at the same time.
And I stood in front of her, and I was fuming with anger.
That's it! Enough! I'm sick of it all! I immediately packed my things and left.
I decided to leave in a college campus. They were quick to give me a space, and that was the only upside of my insane popularity. When I first walked into my room, I was speechless. It was plain and kind of drab. It wasn't anything like my old room. I carefully sat down on the bed, afraid that it was about to collapse underneath me. So it's true. The door quietly opened up, and a girl I didn't know appeared.
I thought it was a rumor that Georgina Holden herself would be living here.
The girl made a squeaking sound, and then she ran up to me and took a bunch of selfies. Actually, I'm not Georgina. My name is Maya. I decided to lie so no one would bother me here.
Wow, but you look so much like her. You're the talk of the town.
Yeah, we look a little bit alike. But think about it. Would such a cool model live in a normal dorm?
Of course not. If I were her, I wouldn't either.
She laughed.
My name's June, by the way. Welcome to the hellish world of college life.
June was quick to tell me all about it. She introduced me to her friends, who immediately recognized me. As I left the dorm room, I saw a huge line for my autograph. Word traveled fast, and the whole dorm went crazy. A queue of people lined up on three floors, and the dorm supervisor herself led the procession. But I decided to keep pretending I was just a normal girl, Maya. Truth be told, this did not save me from taking endless selfies.
Like two peas in a pod,
shouted the guys. I've never taken so many selfies with fans in my entire life. And by the end of the day, I could hardly stand on my feet. But in the evening, I had my first student party. That day was the first time I was able to have a good time and relax. The truth is, I was in for a real challenge I'd once thought impossible, or even horrible. I finally had a hot dog and drank several glasses of soda at once.
Wow, this is so good!
I greedily ate my third hot dog.
It's like you've never had one before.
June laughed.
True story.
Are you sure you're from our planet? Maybe you're an alien? Eventually, the guys started wondering if I was some kind of alien or not. They did a couple of harmless experiments on me and gummy bears. And when they were convinced I was just a weirdo, they continued to dance. My stomach was ready to jump out and get the hell away from me. Hot dogs and soda made me twitch. I was back on my feet in a couple of days. But my carefree life was ruined by constant phone calls and a bunch of messages from my mom. She manipulated me, blackmailed me, and pretended to be the real victim in this situation. But one message seriously alarmed me. My mom said our house could be repossessed for not paying the loan on time. I immediately rushed home to take care of things. But it was a trap. There were some serious people in business suits at my home, and they were people from fashion agencies who were eager to get me a contract.
Dear, do not upset your mother. You know I have a bad heart.
You have a bad conscience. How can you lie to me?
I don't regret leaving this place.
I looked at these people and firmly declared that my modeling career is over. However, they made a sensation out of that too, and more job offers came in. The fashion world did not want to let a model like me go. I even got offers to work with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, but I wasn't interested in that. A college camping trip in the woods occupied my mind, and it didn't come without adventures. First, I couldn't set up my tent, and then it mysteriously drifted into the water. Second, I forgot the mosquito repellent, and they almost ate me alive. Luckily, June helped me out with everything. Tonight, we decided to have a fortune-telling session.
Wow, the cards say you've got two people living in you, and there's a lot of money waiting for you.
That's cool, June said. That didn't make me happy. I wish there was some guy waiting for me. I've never been out with anyone in 18 years. A little later, we heard strange noises coming from the woods. We saw a bear. I thought I was gonna die of fear. Then I was shocked when June determinedly stepped out of the tent and headed straight for the beast in the bushes.
What is she doing? She's crazy. We're all dead.
But in the end, it was a guy from our faculty in a bear costume. He was just trying to scare us. June and I jumped on him and started hitting him lightly with the branches. And that was the end of the fun. Back at the campus, I found I had no money left at all, and all my bank cards were blocked because they were in my mom's name. Great. She decided to use money to blackmail me, even though she knows very well that I'm used to being able to afford almost anything. Then June offered me a job as a waitress in a cafe with her. I said yes, but it was a mistake. People recognized me, they took pictures, and the press was always outside the entrance. Maya, what's going on?
I don't know. I must have been mistaken for Georgina Holden again. And my friend believed me. Until my mom showed up at the cafe and put on a real show. She screamed that I was embarrassing myself and her.
You're a popular model, and you're working as a pathetic waitress in a diner. Georgina, aren't you ashamed of yourself? You'll ruin your reputation. So you're Georgina after all.
I couldn't see the excitement in her eyes. Just disappointment. Mom immediately grabbed my hand and led me out of the cafe. The reporter started asking us questions. I couldn't take it anymore and gave them an interview.
Yes, I work here, and I love it. I hate fashion and modeling. You all drive me crazy. Get out of my face!
I gestured at them, and I ran away. My mom stayed behind and tried to explain my behavior, but I didn't care anymore. I loved the simple life of a normal girl without the camera flashes, public attention, and all the fake stuff. And I finally had a real friend, June. When I got back to campus, June was waiting for me. Why did you lie to all of us?
Because I never wanted to be a model, and the whole popularity thing annoys me. I just want to be an average girl and live my own quiet life.
But then why are you doing it?
It's what my mom wants.
Oh, I see. My mother used to want me to be a psychologist, and at first she sent me to study for it. But I quickly realized it wasn't my thing. So, I switched faculties. Of course, there was a huge scandal, but eventually she understood, and we reconciled.
Talk to your mom. I knew it was pointless, but I decided to make one more attempt to communicate with my mother. We sat in the kitchen and talked. Mom cried when she realized I wasn't coming back. She said I was going to be a millionaire and be on the cover of all the fashion magazines. But I don't want that, Mom. I want a simple life. She tricked me into going to photo shoots for a while, and I ended up working for a bit. Mom couldn't let go of her dream and put on dramatic scenes, and that's when I cut off contact with her altogether, and the family apocalypse began. Mom cried and begged and even pretended to be sick. But then she realized that her daughter had grown up and that I wanted to do things my way. So, in time, we were able to make peace and find common ground. Guys, never live anyone else's dream. Do what you really love to do. Are your parents trying to fulfill their unfulfilled dreams at your expense? Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on new stories.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.